Only many philosophers of revolution or practitioners of revolution had made the argument that violence is innate to revolutionary processes, and that if you really want to make big change in the world, you have to show that you mean it by using violence. So that was basically the intellectual framework that I had when I was sort of, I think, accidentally invited to a, a workshop on nonviolence that was being put on by a group called the International Center on Nonviolent Conflict, which is still an educational foundation in DC, and they focus on research and theory and practice of nonviolent action, just kind of studying it and then helping others get access to current knowledge about it. And I say I was accidentally invited because one of my terrorism scholar colleagues forwarded me the announcement of the workshop and was like, hey, here's the other side of the coin. Maybe you'd be interested since you're trying to finish your PhD. And so I just applied to the workshop, and they sent free books and said there would be free food at the workshop. So still quite motivated, I should say, by promises of free food and free books. So I went to the workshop, and people were making what I thought were some fairly kind of bold and potentially unfounded claims, like nonviolent resistance can be as effective or even more effective than armed struggle in achieving revolutionary outcomes, that nonviolent resistance works as well or even better than armed insurgency when you're fighting a truly brutal opponent that is willing to crack down violently against civilians. And I didn't know that there was really any systematic evidence to support these claims. I mean, there were certainly some very impressive cases that people were relying on, like in the Philippines People Power Movement or the Serbian Anti-Milosevic Movement, otherwise known as the Bulldozer Revolution. But I could also think of lots of examples where nonviolent action had failed, like in Tiananmen Square and other places. And I could also think of myriad examples where violent insurgencies had done had actually won, so like Russian Revolution, the Algerian Revolution, et cetera. And so, you know, that kind of precipitated a series of conversations between me and some of the other participants. One participant in particular, a woman named Maria Stefan, and I kind of sat down and had an argument one night about it. And I said, well, what somebody should do is count, like really just like start putting together a database of like all of the mass nonviolent movements and all of the armed movements, which already exist because scholars collect data on things that explode. I mean, that we've been, we have good data on this back to like the 11th century, but we didn't have any data at all on people organizing mass nonviolent collective civil disobedience, non-cooperation, et cetera. Basically she and I decided to do it. And what we did was we started with just looking from 1900 to 2006, which is the year in which we met. There's no other arbitrary reason for the end date there, but we went from 1900 to 2006 and we put together a list of cases where people had used, civilians had basically prosecuted a conflict actively without weapons and without threatening or doing physical harm to other people, using protests, strikes, boycotts, non-cooperation, and other forms of nonviolent action. And we only looked at cases where they did this for what you would call maximalist goals, meaning they're trying to overthrow a national leader or a regime, or they're trying to create independent territory by becoming independent from a colonial power or an imperial power, by kicking out a foreign military occupation, or by seceding. And the reason we chose these maximalist goals is precisely because of that skepticism that these are the types of things that people use violence for, right? And so we didn't look at reformist campaigns like the civil rights movement or gender rights expansion movements or things like that. We just looked at these maximalist campaigns to start out. And we looked only at cases where at least 1,000 people had already been visibly participating, either in armed or unarmed action, so that we weren't like comparing cases where there were insurgent groups compared to one person standing in front of a tank engaging in civil disobedience. It's not a really fair comparison. So we're only looking at what you might call major maximalist campaigns of armed and unarmed action. Now, Maria and I, you know, basically wrote a book about this in 2011, and I've been continually collecting data on it since then. And what I wanted to show you is these data that I've just wrapped up collecting through the last decade. And one of the things that's incredibly powerful here is this is showing just the onsets of these campaigns, like how many of them occur in a given decade. And what you can see is that basically since the 1980s, people have relied more on nonviolent action, as much or more on nonviolent action as a way to pursue these maximalist claims than armed action. And in fact, the last decade that just finished was by far the most tumultuous decade on record if what you're looking at is people power movements, right? So if we were only looking at armed struggle, we'd actually see a decline in conflict onsets. But if you count civil resistance, where people are...
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and the Deep Blues Hour. My name is Steve. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this next hour of the program, we're going to hear from Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim performing live 1965. Muddy Waters from 1951, plus also Sonny Boy Williamson, according to Chess Records up in Chicago, Illinois. That plus Buddy Guy, it's all coming up here in this next hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's start off the program with Lester Davenport from a release called When the Blues Hit You. This is I'm Gonna Move. Lester Davenport on the Deep Blues Hour. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spackbrothers.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-SPAK. 7725 or spakbrothers.com.
You say it's over, and you're ready to move on. You want to believe all the fire is gone. But I feel some hesitation, even as you leave. Think it through. What you gonna do about me?
It hasn't always been easy. You and I both know. But the easy way out can be a hard way to go. Do you think you can forget what we had so easily? Think it through. What you gonna do about me?
You may go out and find another with what you think you're looking for. You might think you found a lover, but you still something more.
When you close your eyes, you might be surprised at who you're gonna see. Oh, baby, what you gonna do about me?
Surprised at who you gonna see.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do about me?
You might spend a lifetime fighting back my memory.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do?
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to go back and sort of reminisce just a little bit and pick up some of the real old blues. If we should happen to play one that you Remember, let us know it by making some noise. If we should pick up one that you might remember. We'd like to start it off by one of the real, real oldest. And it sounds something like this. That one. Thank you.
Well, indeed, we do remember that one. B.B. King performing live at the Regal. That was Sweet Little Angel. Plus, we heard from Buddy Guy and Beth Hart with a tune called You Gotta Do What You Gonna Do About Me. That's from a nice collection called Rhythm and Blues, put out by RCA Records on CD, I guess, about 2013 there from Buddy Guy. All right, coming up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Mighty Joe Young from his self-titled Blind Pig record that came out in 1974. Here he is singing about chicken heads. Mighty Joe Young on the Deep Blues Hour.
Daddy told me on his dying bed, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. came along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, you got me hooked. Cook that chicken, save me the head. I should have been working, but I was home in bed. Thinking about you. Dreaming about you. I love that gal. I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, I just can't go on. Cause the feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. My love for you so doggone strong, like the Mississippi River rolled on and on. If love for you was a doggone crime, I'd be sitting in jail down a flat 99. I'd be thinking about you and dreaming about you. I love that gal. I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, I just can't go on. Caught the feeling I have for you. It's much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. Mississippi River rolled on and on. If loving you was a doggone crime, I'd be sitting in jail down a flat 99. I'd be thinking about you, dreaming about you. I love that gal. I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, I just can't go on, cause the feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. I love them chicken heads. I love them chicken feet too.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
So many days, babe, I still don't weary. So many days, mama stoned on weary cry. I was thinking about my baby, when I swear I sure could not be satisfied. I love you, baby. Just can't stand the way you do. Still love you, baby. Just can't stand the way you go. night's coming, a day now, darling. You sure is going to love me too. If I just had a listening to what my dear old mother said, well, now if I just had a listening to what my dear old mother said, I wouldn't have been staying here in Chicago. Boy, with a little home down here. All right, Jim. Trouble. I swear I've had them all my day. Blues in trouble. Boy, I swear I've had them all my day. She's like blues in trouble. Swear they don't carry me to my grave. Darling, I really have got to go. Yeah, think about a little light and hopping now, you know. Well, so long, baby. Darling, I really got to go. Now, when I leave this town this time, so I ain't coming back here no more.
Don't know.
one way out. I ain't going out that door. If I get away this time, I won't be caught no more.
Oh, there we are, Sonny Boy Williamson and One Way Out, recorded 1960 for Chess Records there from Sonny Boy. We also heard from Pinetop Perkins from his release Boogie Woogie King, and that was So Many Days, recorded 1976. Up next, let's hear from Roosevelt Sykes from a release called Chicago Boogie, Delmark Records put out. This is called The Winter Time Blues. Roosevelt Sykes on the Deep Blues Hour.
Winter time is here. It's a cold, old, lonesome day. Winter time is here. It's a cold, old, lonesome day. What worries me, baby, is so far away. Tears rolling down my face. Said, look down my window with tears rolling down my face. It really hurts me to know someone else has taken my place.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. someday. Today I've been a long, old, lonesome day. Sitting here thinking with my mind a million miles away. Love my baby, but my baby, she don't love me. Love my baby, but my baby, she don't love me. I'll take all of my troubles and cast them down in the deep blue sea.
Song called Lonesome Day from Muddy Waters, recorded 1951 for Chess Records, and on a nice little collection called Rolling Stone. They're featuring Muddy Waters. Plus, we heard from James Stump Johnson playing some fine barrelhouse piano out of St. Louis. That was called Snitcher's Blues. That's on a Delmark release called Biddle Street Barrelhausen, featuring piano music out of St. Louis. They're from James Stump Johnson. Up next, let's hear from Robert Pete Williams from his release, I'm Blue as a Man Can Be. Here he is with Please, Lord, Help Me on My Way from 1960. And Robert Pete Johnson, or Robert Pete Williams, excuse me, on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Lord, when I'm in my closet, I pray to myself, I don't want no worry. Oh, when I'm praying, I secret pride to my Lord. Oh, Lord, help me on my way, Jesus. When I've done it very bad that I can't be lost, help me, Jesus, on my way. When I'm trying to do this very bad that I can't be lost, help me on my way. again rang up Jesus, oh Lord, for my heart. Talk with Jesus, oh Lord, both night or day. Can't ring up Jesus, oh Lord, for my heart. Come with my Jesus, oh, night and day. Oh Lord, I'm so glad I can talk with Jesus night and day. Dying soul, please Lord, help me on my way when I'm trying to do the very best that I can. Have mercy on me, Jesus, when I'm
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, rocks.
Well, I drank so much whiskey till they called me Whiskey Man. I drank so much whiskey, they called me Whiskey Man. But I get up every morning with a whiskey bottle in my hand. Lord, my baby treats me mean, she keeps me worried all the time. I said, my baby, she treat me mean. She keep me worried all the time. And if I didn't drink my whiskey, I believe I would lose my mind. When I drank my whiskey, I don't mistreat my friend. Drink my whiskey, I don't mistreat my friend. I am sober now, but I'm going and get drunk again. Lord, whiskey, whiskey, it don't mean me. I said, whiskey, whiskey, it don't mean me no good. drinking whiskey, baby, if I only could. Lord, Lord, whiskey is killing me. Lord, Lord, whiskey is killing me. And why I can't stop drinking whiskey, Lord, Lord, I just can't see. My baby put me out, I'm just going from hand to hand. I said my baby put me out, I'm just going from hand to hand. And I drank so much whiskey, till they called me Whiskey Man.
Tune right there from Tampa Red, made 1931. That's called the Boogie Woogie Dance. You can find that on a Yazoo release called Guitar Wizards, featuring music from 1926 through 1935. That there was Tampa Red. Plus, we heard from Scrapper Blackwell off of another Yazoo release. So these are all pre-war blues reissued through the Yazoo record label. The album called The Virtuoso Guitar of Scrapper Blackwell. That was the Whiskey Man Blues. All right, up next, let's hear from Willie Dixon and his friend Memphis Slim, performing live at the American Folk Blues Festival in the early 1960s. Here they are, a live version of John Henry, from Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim on the Deep Blues Hour.
John Henry had a little woman. Well, in the dress she wore red, she went walking down the track. She never looked back. I'm going where John Henry fell dead. I'm going where John Henry fell dead. John Henry had another woman, and her name was Polly Ann. John Henry taken sick, he had to go to bed. Polly Ann drove still like a man. Polly Ann drove still like a man. John Henry told a little woman, honey, fix my supper soon. I've got 90 miles of track. I want to line back. I'm going to line them by the light of the moon. I'm going to line them by the light of the moon. John Henry said to his captain, you know a man ain't nothing but a man, for I'm letting anyone beat me down. I'll die with my hammer in my hand. I will die with my hammer in my hand. John Henry hammered in the mountain until his hammer caught on fire.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org. Thank you.
want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again.
So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit getvaccineanswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, would you look at the time? Yeah, it happens at this time each and every week, halfway through the Viva Lamont radio program. Yeah, halfway. Which half? It doesn't matter. I'm halfway through the program. And at this point, we do a WRCT radio and a WRCT music calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Things are opening up because, you know what, the cool kids are getting that vaccine in their arm, which is allowing everyone to go out and engage and, you know, do things and be safer and not kill my parents. So I appreciate that. I do. Before I get to the music and the radio calendar, let me remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and each week they choose a new movie theme to show classic cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Keep in mind with the pandemic restrictions and lifts and non-restrictions and all that, if you go to their website, rowhousecinema.com, you can see how Row House Cinema is doing their best to be a good steward to the neighborhood and the community while keeping the film arts alive in Pittsburgh. They're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or you can call them up at 412-904-3225. And don't forget, if you are interested or you work for someone or you own a business and you are interested in underwriting WRCT or underwriting the Viva Lamont radio program, think of that. How cool would that be? You can send an email to pr@wrct.org. Find out more about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's turn our attention to that calendar I mentioned. The WRCT radio calendar lets you know some things going on. It kicked off last weekend. It's going through the 13th. So there's a chance if you're listening to this program and it's past the 13th, you missed it. But I'm talking about the annual Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival. It's both in-person and it's virtual. There's an artist market that features 50 independent artists in an open-air setting, selling handmade arts and crafts each and every day of the festival. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the festival has music at the Dollar Bank main stage. Since the music is happening, I believe, at the Byam Theater, what they're doing is they're streaming this through their social channels so that you can listen and watch it and you don't have to actually be there. You don't have to show up and be in person if that's not your thing and still experience these free shows. So more information at craf.trustarts.org. Also, once again, depending on when you're listening to this, but the weekend of June 11th through the 13th, Steel City Con is coming back. It is the largest Comic-Con in Pittsburgh. It's one of the largest ones in the United States. You can meet TV and film celebrities, as well as see, like, celebrity Q&As and panels and all that. There's celebrity photo ops. Did you hear me say the word celebrity a lot? Yeah, it happens there. What celebrities? People like this year, like The Shat, William Shatner's there, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, many, many more. It's at the Monroeville Convention Center all weekend long. More information at steelcitycon.com. And if you like movies, think of this. Carry Blast Furnaces in Rankin are hosting a drive-in where the blast furnace is basically your drop box, your backdrop. That's the word I'm looking for. I don't know what your drop box is, but that's not what they have. They've got double features all summer long. For more information, go to riversofsteel.com/experiences and check that out. Also, now through the end of November, Grace Jones. There's an exhibition at the Warhol called A Taste of Grace, all about this groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. Yeah, Jones met Warhol back in the 70s. They remained lifelong friends until his passing. The exhibit features highlights of Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. More information about the exhibits at warhol.org.
And finally, I'm going to tell you about the Lawrenceville Farmers Mart because it happens each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. Rain or shine, it does happen, so dress appropriately. More details.